Francine? Oh, thank the Lord! Where have you been? I'm worried sick about you. I was ready to call the police. Oh, look at you. You're soaked to the bone. Come inside before you catch your death of pneumonia. Where have you been all day? Are you okay?
I want to go home, Mom.
You are home, sweetheart. In your own home, safe and sound.
No. I mean home. Really home. Ugh.
You mean back to Tennessee? Well, I think that's a good idea. You and Ashley come home with me, and then Brad will see—
No! I don't care what Brad thinks anymore. Ugh.
I don't understand.
I'm stuck.
There. You're not making any sense, Francine. You just need a good night's sleep. Tomorrow we'll sit down and have a nice long talk, and you can tell me everything.
I saw her, Mom. I saw her. She was sitting in a gazebo, watching reflections on the lake. She was beautiful. And when I was watching her, I felt so strange. Like I was waking up. It was like the last 10 years, my whole marriage. I've been dead. Then I saw her, and I remember who I was, and I remember what it felt like to be alive. And then she was gone.
Listen, honey. You and Brad are just going through a rough time, that's all. If you just sat down and talked to each other, I'm sure you could... talk things out. Right. I can't sit by anymore and watch the life drain out of you. No more, honey. No more. No more.
Is Mommy sick?
What? No, sweetheart. She's just very tired. We need to let her sleep, okay?
Okay.
Go back to bed.
Okay.
There it is. 505-982. Oh, Lord, forgive me.
Now I lay me down to sleep, to close my eyes to find my dreams. If I do, they'll let me stay. So, Mommy, don't you cry, okay? If by dawn my eyes won't rise, you'll know I'm home and safe inside. So, now I lay me down to sleep. If I wake up in tears, I'll be. Again, another day I'll face till I can close my eyes and say, now I lay me down to sleep. To close my eyes, to find my dreams. If I do, they'll let me stay. So, Mommy, don't you cry, okay?
Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep by Griffin Silver. Copyright 1990, Mamalai Music.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be home.
Are you hungry?
Starved.
I'll have breakfast ready in a minute. How did it go in Houston?
Fine, I guess. I have a lawyer selling my mother's house and settling her will. I think I'm done. So what did I miss?
Not much. You haven't been gone that long.
Did Peter call?
Yeah, he left a message on the machine. He's already sold the paintings you gave him. He says he needs more.
Sure. I'll just whip them right out for him.
I don't like him.
That's why I hired you. Anything else?
A message from a lady who said she was calling to tell you about someone named Francine.
Hmm?
She left her number. She said you told her to call if there was ever a problem. Then that lady from the Santa Fe Society of the Fine Arts called. She wants you to...
Where's the phone? Where's the phone?
I put it in your room. What? What's wrong? Breakfast is almost ready. Do you want to... What's gotten into you? I've never seen you run so fast.
Louisa, book me a flight back to Houston.
But you just came from...
Now, please!
Things aren't right here, Katina. I've never seen Francine this way, and I'm worried about her. She's so sad and tired all the time. She drinks and cries herself to sleep every night. She won't talk to me about it, but tonight she said she wanted to go home.
I think she means you. Katina. Listen, I know it's none of my business. I just can't sit by and watch my daughter die like this. Please come back, Katina. Whatever happened between you two, let it go. Whatever I said about you and your relationship with Francine, I'm sorry. Please. Come back.
You've been listening to Episode 2 of Strangers in Paradise, Book 7, Sanctuary by Terry Moore, adapted by Thomas DJ. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Jim Moon and the Eldritch Light Orchestra and Shane Ivers.
Additional music by Michael Rizzo and Peachy Nietzsche.
Nicole Tomte was Francine. Sarah Palmero was Mrs. Peters. Kira Hendricks was Ashley. John Wilson was Griffin Silver. Vanessa Van Zare was Cachou. Casey Boudinot was Louisa. David Ellis was Answering Machine. Thomas DJ was Peter and the Translator. This is a fan work produced with the cooperation of Mr. Moore, done solely out of love for the property. We lay no claim to the rights or characters. Please read the original series and other works by Mr. Moore, available through AbstractStudioComics.com. Now you can reminisce with every Strangers in Paradise audio drama omnibus, available on archive.org. As always, you can contact us at htwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the 8TW Discord. You can find the invite at 8tw.blogspot.com. Thank you for listening, and good night.